OPEC and its allies have agreed to cut oil production today in an effort to prop up prices and prevent a glut next year. The oil cartel will extend production cuts by 500,000 barrels per day from its current 1.2 million. Joining us on the line to discuss this in detail, Jean Schildorp from SEB. Thanks so much, Jean, for your time this evening. So we did have some trepidation ahead of the announcement as to the extent to which OPEC and its allies would act in a bid to prop up oil prices. We've just seen that announcement come through and cuts deeper than the markets had anticipated. What sense have you made of it all?
Well, I think, this is the first round of a two-day meeting, and of course tomorrow they're going to meet with the extended OPEC Plus group, including Russia. It's 10 cooperating countries all together with OPEC, and of course they need all to agree on potential deeper cuts and share these cuts between them in a proper way. So I think it's still too early to really say what is the final conclusion and outcome of the meeting, because we won't really know before after tomorrow or at the end of the day tomorrow. But I think at the moment, they are very concerned that we might have a surplus and rising inventories next year. Mm-hmm. And, the deeper cuts are not about driving the oil price higher. It's in order to prevent it from falling next year. That is at the center of the focus, basically taking away whatever is of surplus next year, or at least a large part of it, and then manage to maintain the oil price around $60 to $65 is probably what they're thinking of.
We'll drill down into the detail of those price metrics in just a bit. Before we do, do you see OPEC getting the buy-in from OPEC Plus come tomorrow? Because we know that the rapid growth in shale output has always, come into the fray whenever decisions like this have, been made in a bit, at leveraging off and being very opportunistic of that rising oil price.
Well, it's very clear that we've had booming production growth in the U.S. over the past years, and especially over the past couple of years after the oil reset when the oil price collapsed from 2014. And then production rebounded again in 16, 17, 18, and 19. And it's also true that, the only reason why the oil prices managed to stay at $72 last year and $64 this year is because we have lost massive amount of production from both Venezuela and Iran. So unless we get comparable losses, U.S. shale oil production cannot continue to grow like it has been doing over the past couple of years or three, 4 years. The good thing, though, is that it seems to be that shale oil production is starting to slow down and that we have the lion's share of growth actually behind us.
I know that you highlighted, Jean, that the cuts that we are seeing, not in a bid to drive prices higher, simply to maintain them within current bands. But, could this have quite an impact moving forward, given how deep these cuts are expected to be? And what is your outlook for that oil price moving into 2020?
We have some additional dimensions to the oil market next year, and that is new regulation for global shipping fuel, basically forcing any ship without a scrubber over to a lower sulfur fuel, basically meaning that they need to consume other products than they usually do, and also it means that we're going to have a large surplus of high sulfur bunker oil, which is then going to stack up and in inventory. So we're going to run an inventory build up next year, or we're going to run a surplus oil market next year, but it's going to be a surplus of a product that no one can use legally next year, which is high sulfur bunker oil. So it's a lot of dirty details to sort of the supply-demand balance next year, and the IMO 2020 is going to be hugely important for that.
Well, let's leave it there. Jean, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Jean Schildorp is with SEB.